Well, Brita, you're going to read me one of the winning submissions. I think it's for the ad category, is it?
That's correct. And this is the one, it's from Jesse Green. And actually, when we judged these, they were blind. We didn't know, we only found out a few minutes ago who the actual names were attached to these. But this was in the ad category. And here's what Jesse Green wrote. Tired of your obscene gestures going unnoticed? Tired of wasting sarcastic comments on your car's upholstery? You need the Road Rager. The patented communication system is mounted to the top of your car and can't be missed by other motorists, cyclists, and even those pesky pedestrians. Strap on the oversized goggles and fake mustache, activate the license plate guard, and let loose with the Road Rager. Choose from the hand's three motions, the fist of fury, the bird, or the threatening back of my hand. Gesticulating not enough for your particular shade of rage, then fire up the bullhorn and choose from a wide variety of sayings, including, come on, Grandma, drive like it's a rental. Back off, fathead. And the ever popular, don't make me get out of this car, Buster. The Road Rager, TM, is not liable for any actions arising from the operator or passengers exiting the vehicle thereof, placing any body parts outside said vehicle, or the detainment or eventual arrest due to concealment of the identification plate. I'm like, I just want to laugh reading it. Like, it was hard to even...
Well, you have to speed up that last line, though, right?
I know. I had to turn into a lawyer or something. But it got my attention and in a different way, and advertising needs to touch... inside of you, the secret person that no one else really knows about. And that's what Jesse did. You know, I don't want to admit that I am a road rager, that I do say these things in my car, and she got to me. And so I just get a sense also that this person could go to Canada Rights National and come up with things in 15 minutes and win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mike?
Yeah, a clever idea. It used genuine ad language, and it pitched a fake item that many of us would probably buy.
Probably buy.
Probably, probably